the human being, the insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two different states to the human being. And every moment, every time, in every moment, a person, an individual is in these two states, in either of these two states, or in these two states. And if in these two conditions or states, a person controls his situation and fulfills the requirements as the order has come to fulfill the requirements, then every moment an individual will be in the position that Allah Ta'ala, Allah's mercies are coming down upon that person, and he will be obtaining the mercies of Allah. So we need to pay attention to these two states, to these two conditions. Now look here, one is the condition or the state for us where we, for example, are busy in a sin, in committing a sin. We can say it's a so-called small sin or a small mistake or a small error, or it could be a big sin or a big disobedient action, etc. And this can be a person who is doing this, because human being is a person who will make mistakes. Allah Ta'ala has put that quality into the human being that he can make mistakes and errors. And this is a ni'mah. That to make a mistake is a big ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other condition, the other state that Allah Ta'ala gives to every human being is that state or that condition, that situation where a person is implementing a good action, a good deed. If a person does a pious deed or a good deed or a rightful action, he will do something that makes Allah pleased and Allah happy. And there's no third condition. There's no third physical situation. There are two physical situations attached to every human being. We are either making a mistake, a sin, or we're doing something good and pious. And this whole life of ours, we are in either of these two states. In these two states, we don't utilize them correctly. If we correct our utilization of these two situations, then alhamdulillah, we would be very successful. Very. You know, a sin, when a person commits a sin or makes a mistake, then after the mistake is made, the insan, the human being, doesn't pay attention to that mistake. He thinks it's a little thing, or he doesn't pay attention. So this is a big ni'mah of Allah that he is wasting. Remember this point. Remember this. A person makes a mistake, but this mistake can become a big ibadah for a person. Yeah? So in this way, a person needs to understand this point. Straight away. Straight away. And what should we do when we make the mistake? Istighfar. Istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time we make the mistake, we do istighfar. Even if it's a so-called small error. And obviously, a small error will lead to hellfire. A sin will lead to hellfire, because the definition of sin is that which earns hell, the fire. So when a person makes a mistake, straight away do istighfar. And when a person doesn't do istighfar, then the mistake, the sin gets worse. And Allah Ta'ala's displeasure, severe displeasure, is earned. And what is it that stops us from istighfar? Repentance. Asking Allah for forgiveness, shaitan. Shaitan made a mistake and he didn't do tawbah. Shaitan made a mistake and he didn't repent. He didn't admit his mistake. What was his hal? His conclusion? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. He was a prophet of Allah and he made the mistake, didn't he? What did he do? Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana. He asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. What a difference. What a difference. So where his maqam has gone, for which reason? For which reason at that same time he presented the mistake to Allah. Allah, I've made a mistake. Allah Ta'ala said, I accept that you've made the mistake. And shaitan, what did shaitan do? Rather than accept his mistake, he asked Allah Ta'ala for more time. More time. He's doing dua. Imagine. Imagine, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam sought forgiveness from Allah, and Shaitan, he makes a prayer that he makes a mistake. And what a big punishment that after making a sin, a person doesn't ask for forgiveness, Allah gives him more punishment. So Allah Ta'ala instilled into his mind something, because then he became the solid Shaitan, that he wanted to forevermore stop good people from connecting with Allah. So this is the mission that Allah Ta'ala put him on. So now whoever in the world is committing an error, a sin, and on whose head will all of the sin go? Onto Iblis's head. And he thinks that, oh, I've got a big responsibility now, but Allah Ta'ala has given him a big azab, big punishment. On which sin? That initially he made a mistake and he sinned and he didn't present his request for forgiveness. If he had gone to Allah to ask for forgiveness, Allah is Kareem, Allah would have accepted his tawbah, his repentance, because Allah Ta'ala always accepts somebody's tawbah. But Shaitan, he rebelled even more and he said, Allah, give me more time so I can take more people with me. So that's why he's punished now. And us, we, if we make a mistake, what should we do? And in tasawwuf, the first step is the sheikh, the teacher. And you, your guide, your sheikh, your teacher who you're learning the sabak and the lesson from to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you make a mistake, then straight away, immediately, don't hesitate for a second. Straight, go to the sheikh, to the teacher, and seek forgiveness. And rectify the mistake. Any type of mistake can be made. We're insan, human beings. Yes, whatever mistake there are the principles of adab. And if a person's breaking the adab, and he doesn't have manners, if he doesn't do tawbah, repent for his mistakes, then shaitan will influence him. Make the situation worse. So if you're making a mistake, if you're disobeying Allah, you're sinning, you're going against Allah's desire, then don't stay quiet, ask Allah for forgiveness. Now in this here, this point, that a person, for example, he commits a sin, and then he's arrogant in front of Allah. Yeah? A person's arrogant. Because shaitan makes a person forget that what he should do at that time. So let me remind you this point. So what does shaitan do when a person commits a sin? That person becomes a bit arrogant. He says, no, I haven't done anything wrong. Because shaitan stops him reciting those kalamas which are saying, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. We need to do wird of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every day he used to say astaghfar 100 times. Every astaghfar elevates a person. Yes, so that mistake, if we correct that mistake and we ask Allah for forgiveness, then what happens? That the rank, the status increases. So we have seen tasawwuf, the gatherings of the walis of Allah, when the sheikh used to scold and tell off the students, they used to seek forgiveness, then they would get closer to their sheikh and their teacher. So this is the reality, that if a person makes a mistake, and if you utilize the mistake in the right way, so if you err, if you commit a sin, make a mistake, and you use that opportunity correctly, then in the hereafter, إِنِّي ظَلَمْزُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِكَ Allah Ta'ala says that when you seek forgiveness, then you see how the sinner will be close to Allah and he will be sent to paradise. And this is the reality. We will see that scene in the hereafter. We will see that scene. We will see the scene of this kalima. Allah Ta'ala will say that you have so many sins, but you recited such a kalima due to which you have got Jannah as compulsory for you now. Allah Ta'ala says that this repentance, seeking forgiveness, is very beloved action to Allah. If it wasn't beloved, then we are the ashraf makhluk, yeah? We are the highest form of creation. Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest nabis to us. So would Allah Ta'ala, why didn't Allah Ta'ala create us pure, 100% clean, and not put the quality into us to sin? But this is such a big point here, that Allah Ta'ala has put instilled this habit into us, this quality, where we sin and we make a mistake. Allah Ta'ala has given us this quality. Allah Ta'ala says, I love this. It's so beloved to me, this, that imagine that a person sins and he runs to Allah, or turns to Allah and asks Allah for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala loves this action. Look at Allah Ta'ala's greatness and glory here. That when Allah Ta'ala's creation, mankind, commits a sin, Allah says, I love it when a person sins and he turns to me, his Rabb, and asks for forgiveness. He knows that I am his Rabb and I have the power. And if I commit the sin, Allah Ta'ala says, when my servant commits a sin, he comes to me and he repents, I will eliminate his sin, forgive his sin. Now, if we look in the history of mankind, we will see such events and stories that took place. True, a person is amazed and shocked that a sinner, a sinful person, and Allah's testing that person. Because how do we know that when he committed the sin, straight away after that, he would have said, Allah, forgiveness, Allah, forgiveness. That's his personal situation, isn't it? that he would have rejected the sin. And how do we know that if he sinned or not? There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of sins and actions where we don't tell people that we've committed a sin. We don't physically do that sin, do we? Maybe they can't see it. So this is, people say he's a sinner. How is he being elevated? Because when he sins inside, he says, Allah, forgive me, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. So he is not in that trap of shaitan that I will wait and I will ask Allah forgiveness later. Whenever you sin, however you sin, wherever and whenever, straight away seek repentance. We used to see in the gathering of my Shaykh Hazrat, the person wouldn't stand. He would straight away get the feet of Hazrat and say, I'm not going to go. Please forgive me. Please, please. So this habit is very good. Very good. Allah Ta'ala wants this from his servant. Commit the sin. And then Allah Ta'ala says that if you will not sin, I will create such a nation that will sin and will ask me for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala says. I love the action of seeking forgiveness. So this point has come out to us now that we shouldn't say, oh, we don't sin, etc. Doesn't matter. We'll get thirsty sometimes, don't we? When we get thirsty, yeah? Or the passions arise, shahawat, or we get hungry. This is natural, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala created this within the human beings. In the same way, the sin, when a person sins, when a person sins, if he thinks that, no, I'm not sinning, Allah Ta'ala says, you have the opportunity to do istighfar all the time. Yeah? So we always have an opportunity. If we've just done tawbah now, if we've sinned, and we think that the walis of Allah, they don't commit a sin, always, continuously, they're doing istighfar, seeking repentance. I'll give you the basic example. And he was that zat, masoom. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was innocent. What was his istighfar then? He was seeking repentance and forgiveness. He was giving the education to the ummah. That I am telling you such a lesson, a recitation, that you will severely have a need for this. Why? The more istighfar you do, the more your rank and status will increase and elevate. So put such a habit into your life, such a habit, and how should you do it? How? The sin should be there, in front of you, and you should say, Allah, there's a big azab, I've committed a grave error, Allah, I've made a mistake, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. That it is necessary. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam sketch, if we bring here in front of us, like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that when we commit the sin and we don't ask for forgiveness, then shaitan, we are bringing him into our action. We bring him into our action. So committing a sin, it does not take a person down. But after committing the sin, to not admit the sin, to not admit, we say, oh, no, it's not a sin. And that is where a person falls down. That even if we think it's not a sin, no, we say it's a sin. And we say to the nafs, how can you say it's not a sin? It is a sin. If we say, Mufti, forget Mufti, my heart is saying that this is a mistake of me. Forget the Mufti. I told you hadith, that Allah Ta'ala has made the heart such, that Rasulullah SAW explained to us himself, you don't need a Mufti, your heart will tell you yourself, have you done right or wrong? This is the truth. When a person awakes, when he commits a mistake in his heart, it vibrates. It tells him, he says, Yaar, what is it you've done here? And it's in his mind, and he realizes that in his heart he's done wrong, because the pin pricks him, whatever position the person is in. Then he tries to suppress the nafs. No, we shouldn't suppress it or hide it. What should we do at that time? Istighfar. If we do that action, then Allah Ta'ala's ni'mah straight away will come to us, straight away. Mashallah, I'm in need the most. And you are all here, mashallah, good people. And I am the worst and the sinful. But there's good news for all of us here. Before, our magazine used to be printed, and the name of that magazine was Ibn al-Waqt. And people said, what kind of name is this for the magazine? This means selfish. And I said, Sufi is selfish. The Sufi is selfish. Yes. And he said, how is that? He said, the Sufi is selfish for this reason, that he doesn't care about anything. Asking forgiveness from Allah. Straight away when he commits an error, a mistake, he asks Allah for forgiveness. This is selfish, isn't it? He rejects everything. And time's passing, and he asked Allah for forgiveness. He said, yes, you're right. So Ibn al-Waqt, I remember the title of the magazine that used to... So we will have to become Ibn al-Waqt. We shouldn't worry time, well, I'm going to later. No, straight away, humble, present yourself, bow your head, and present yourself to Allah and say, Astaghfirullah. But shaitan will say, no, don't do Astaghfirullah. You're going to do the sin again. So don't do Astaghfirullah. And I say, no problem, shaitan. If I commit the sin again, then I'll do Astaghfirullah again. Allah will forgive me again. So don't listen to shaitan, that don't ask Allah for forgiveness, or you'll do it again. And if somebody thinks like this, though, no, I'm not good, I won't commit the sin again, then he's talking rubbish. Because then he thinks he's better than shaitan. If I say that I'm not going to get hungry again, can this ever happen that I won't get hungry again? If I'm not eating, that's another thing. But don't we get hungry? When a person who fasts, he gets hungry, isn't it? So you have to suppress it somehow. Either make it, for example, such a situation that if you, for example, say Hasbunallah, bring that into your recitation, and for example, you're not eating as much, you're eating less, but you'll still get hungry, you still feel the hunger. So spiritually you can try to satisfy your stomach, or for example, you eat, have dal, chawal, halwa, puri, and both things, because hunger desires the result of food. So in the same way, when we commit the sin, when we make an error, then accept that I've made an error, a mistake. At that same time, we need to make the habit. We have to think that this is ibadah. Just like salah time, I'm going to pray salah, I'm committing the sin, that we always are in a position where we commit the sin. You're walking, you get angry. Is anger not an error? It is a sin. It's a mistake. Or for example, to say a bad thing to someone is a sin. Or to oppress somebody is not a sin. Or you're going, or you kick somebody's foot, is this not a sin? Were you troubling somebody? Why, you kick somebody with your foot, with your leg, you even ask for forgiveness? What is that? On the day of judgment, he will stand and say, Allah, he kicked me, or hit his foot on me leg, and he didn't ask for forgiveness. Will your feet reject that? They will bear witness, they'll testify. But you can forgive today, that your good deeds today, if you don't ask for forgiveness, then that person will say on the day of judgment, give me your 20 deeds that are sparkling. You say, no, I prayed salah, it was so hard, I set the alarm for the sake of Allah, I used to recite surahs. He will say, now give me your deeds. And that day, if you were on the earth, ask for forgiveness, you would have been alright. But now on the day of judgment, give me your deeds. You say, Allah, forgiveness, I should have asked for it that day. Allah has made such a great deed, istighfar, such a great action, istighfar, seeking forgiveness, that we cannot imagine how powerful istighfar is. And shaitan, when we make a mistake and are about to ask for forgiveness, he tells us, no, don't do it now, don't do it now. You're going to do this mistake again. Wait till another time. So straight away, istighfar. First thing. Remember I said that was the first state for every human being, that always we will either be doing good or doing bad. So that's the first thing now. When we sin or make a mistake, we seek istighfar. And secondly, as I said, the other state will be that a person will be doing a good deed. All of us do good deeds, and we even waste a good deed that we practice, yeah? So just like we waste the opportunity when we sin, or maybe make a mistake, we don't ask for forgiveness. In the same way, when we do a good deed, we waste the chance to get that deed accepted. The nur is not in our action. Allah says, you are my servant, I am your Rabb, I created you, and I. Do you think this good action you just did, you did this yourself? Did you come here yourself today? If you are about to come yourself, then many people would have come today. But Allah Ta'ala calls and invites and instills in the heart the desire and the invitation. Okay? So every good deed you do, even if it's a small seed of a good deed, who makes us do it? Allah. Say it loudly. Allah makes us do it. Allah. So then, if Allah is making us do good deeds, shouldn't we say thank you to Allah? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't we say thank you? That we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We say to people, you're driving a taxi, customer gives you a tip, thank you. Oh, he's my friend, he's giving me a pound tip. Oh, yeah, thank you. We say, you're standing at the shop, customer, you say, I'll keep the change. Oh, thank you very much, as a shopkeeper. And the thank you will go all the way out onto the pavement. And he'll leave the pound, plus a few pennies. Or maybe it was 95p, 90p, and he gives us a pound. And Allah's given us a good deed, which will take us to Jannah. Shouldn't we say Alhamdulillah? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't we say thank you, Mawla, my Lord, you've given me this chance? And with our tongue we should say, Mawla, my Lord, I'm grateful to you, you've allowed me to do a good deed. Oh Allah, you are so sona, so nice, my Rabb, my Lord, you are so beautiful, you're so great, Allah, that me, I was a sinner, black, and I'm a sinful person, you're making me do a good deed. Look Allah, I'm doing a good deed. And a good deed isn't this, that you have to do a massive good deed. Just like sins can be small, good deeds can also be small. And in the day of judgment and thereafter, you won't get good deeds a chance to do them. Today, you know, we say, oh, we've got the breath. We see people dying every day, leaving the dunya. Ask those people, can you do good deeds now, a person who's died? Can you do a good deed now? Then we will realize on the day of judgment what's a good deed. So if Allah gives you a chance to even a small good deed, you come into the masjid, good deed. There's no one here. Is there no one here? And you switch the light off. Is that not a good deed? Because you're not wasting the electricity. You leave the house of Allah, O servant of Allah. If you pray 2 rakah nafil in the masjid and say, Allah, you've made me do such a good deed. I switched off the lights. I saved the electricity. I reduced the bill. And there's less bill to pay. Allah will say, Subhanallah, my servant, you understood. I gave you the energy and you did a good action. And from me comes the ability for you to do shukr. Go, angels, give him the reward for this good action he did. Give him the rewards. SubhanAllah. Brothers, it's not just praying. For paradise, we should have a prayer mat, masjid open, Quran, go on Hajj and Umrah. We just follow these actions. Every breath of a Muslim is an opportunity to earn a good deed. Every breath gives us a chance. Jannah has so many levels we cannot imagine. And me and you have to go there. We're not going to leave Jannah empty, are we? Our home. Are you going to leave your home empty thereafter? So Allah's prepared. Every second, every moment, every breath of a Muslim should earn him increase in levels in paradise, increase in levels. So there are two things we have to do. Two things. Whatever action you do which is good, which comes into the definition of good, which pleases Allah. Look, say there's a piece of rubbish and you pick up the rubbish, or a twig or a branch, and you say, Allah, I'm about to do a good deed. Allah, I've just done this good deed. We don't think it's a good deed, do we? We think, oh, we just brush it aside. We brush it aside, or put something, a piece of thread on the floor, we put in a pocket, and we see someone who's about to cry, and he says, I've just done a good deed. Allah, you've led me to a good deed. If he cries on the good deed, why? Because Allah Ta'ala says that you are so simple and humble. He knew this person, my servant, that he's not capable of doing this good deed. To bow down and pick up a piece of paper, which is rubbish, we should say, Allah, I was not capable of doing this. You put into my mind and heart that I should do this action. Maybe due to this action, you will forgive me, Allah. Allah, I'm thanking you. I'm so grateful to you, Allah. Allah, you gave me the chance. Allah loves it when his servant does a good deed and ask Allah for accepting that deed. Don't ever ignore this. Don't ever ignore this. What I'm saying. These are not small words. You're walking, you're leaving the door. You know when we leave the house, you leave the door and somebody's trying to get out at the same time as you. You get back and say, brother, you go first. I swear this is a great deed. Anyone thought ever that this is a good deed? We say, no. Like for example, you do miswak and a person's going past you. And for example, you say, Shukriya, thank you. Both of you at that time have the opportunity to have a ni'mah. And you say, Rabb, that I stood back, let this person go first, and I gave him the chance to go. Allah, it's you who allowed me to do this. Allah, allow my deed to be accepted. And the other person says, Jazakallah. So he earns the reward. So the meaning of dhikr is that every second we can make a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't this the case? Isn't this why we do dhikr? We have all silly thoughts in our minds. Why am I doing dhikr? Why am I going there? Let's not go there. Tell him not to go here. Let's not do this. This, I have to do this. Hit this person. Fight with this person. Argue with this person. Then we complain. Oh, too many shaitani thoughts come into my heart, into my mind, because we've left our heart empty. Allah Ta'ala has given us a solution for every second of our life, what to do correctly. So this is a solid point I've told you today. The lesson I'm giving today is that before today, 40 years ago, my sheikh told me these two points. These two points. He said, Faruqi Saab, practice on these two points sometimes. I said, what, Hazrat? He said, when you commit a sin, my Hazrat told me 40 years ago, when you're praying Salah, something comes in your mind. Let me tell you something. This is not a small error. This is a great Arif Billah Wali Allah who told me this. These are points of the tasawwuf I'm teaching you. I'm telling you. I'm sharing with you. You think I'm speaking? Given the bayan, I never say nothing. I always tell you that don't look at me. There's a great, great personality that spoke, and the things that are coming to you are massive, massive points. The Walis of Allah, when they tell you something, they explain to their khas special murids. They don't speak normally. And he wrote and gave me this and said, listen, Faruqi Sahab, two points. When you make a mistake, commit a sin, straight away do what? Do istighfar, ask Allah forgiveness, and don't go further than that. And pay attention to Allah. Speak to Allah at that time. And secondly, when you do a good deed, what should you do? Say, Allah, shukr Allah, I'm grateful to you, Allah. And these two conditions, if they are created within you, my Hazrat told me, Alhamdulillah, then you have connected yourself to Allah, your Rabb. Don't forget this, my Hazrat said, don't forget this point I've taught you today. Don't forget this lesson I've given to you, Hazrat said. So this came into my heart, and you have a link with me, and I wanted to share this with you. Yeah, so it's your job now to practice this. It was my job to deliver this to you, this message. So it's a very valuable point, and in your life you should test this and trial this. Very big ibadah. Make a mistake, ask Allah for forgiveness. If you do something good, say Allah, Alhamdulillah. 24 hours a day, it will revolutionize yourself. It will improve you as a human being. You will have a beautiful connection with Allah. Every second after making a mistake, do istighfar. And on every good deed, say Allah, Alhamdulillah. Every second of the life, we will either be making a mistake or doing something good. Allah Ta'ala makes us do this purposely, so that Allah says every second your rank and status can be elevated and increased. Inshallah, after today, we should practice on this. Yes, if I start giving examples, we will go on for a long time. Otherwise, there are many examples for what I've said today. Very big examples of these two points. And the people who have earned and learned from this, they have got to high, high positions. They've been called, given the title Arif Billah from this situation. Istighfar and shukr. You understand this? This is beneficial. And this is what we have to try to do. And after this, the thawab for doing this, I will ask you, what is the reward for doing this?
For doing both of these things, the thawab, for doing both things, the thawab is what? That thawab, which is the thawab of doing the dhikr of Allah. Completely a person is doing dhikr at that time. These two ni'mas, when you sin, istighfar, and when you're doing a good deed, alhamdulillah, you do shukr to Allah, that person is doing dhikr at that time, because he is paying attention and focusing on his Rabb, his Lord. Tawajjuh ila Allah. His tawajjuh, his focus is on Allah, totally his focus is on Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has kept no restriction or barrier in these two ibadah. There's no precondition. No precondition that you're doing istighfar, and if you do istighfar after this, then there's no Allah, forgive me, my servant, I've forgiven you, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala doesn't delay. Straight away, if you make a big sin, Allah forgive me, Allah says, okay, go, I forgive you. Straight away. And if you do a good deed, Allah, I'm grateful to you that you allowed me to do this good deed. I was worthless, incapable, and it was cold outside. Alhamdulillah, Allah, your shukr that I've put a coat on, otherwise I forgot how to put the coat on. Allah will say that you recognize your Lord. Otherwise you would have said, oh, I bought this coat, and you tell your friend. First, who should you say thank you to? Allah. You sit down to eat. Allah, I'm grateful to you. Otherwise, how would I have got this food? My wife, would you have made this food? What beautiful food you've made for us, Allah. You allowed my wife to cook this. And they'll say, are you foolish? I say, yes, I'm speaking to my Lord first. So don't worry about du'as. If you don't do du'a, if you don't remember the du'a, you stay quiet. What was that du'a before eating? Or say, alhamdulillah. It's the sunnah du'a. If it comes onto your tongue, you learn it, fine. But how should you? Say, Allah, I'm starting to eat. Allah, mashallah, these kofte you made my wife make, the meatballs, the chicken leg. Where did it come from? I wasn't capable. Allah, you let me eat this chicken leg. Allah, I'm so grateful to you. We'll eat it, we'll enjoy it. Allah, you've given everything to us. Ah, great enjoyment. The angels will eat with you. They'll come and eat with you. Just takes 1 second. Alhamdulillah, I'm about to do a good deed. You allowed me to do this good deed. We go to an invitation and we run after the food. We start eating it. Ah, eat what you want, drink. And you don't remember your Lord. You don't know who gave it, which Rabb, who? Ibnul Waqt. We should become Ibnul Waqt. Yes? Son of time. Be selfish. Worthy of, well, wary of time. The Sufi is selfish. He says, no, no. First, let me connect with my Lord, because the control of the universe is with Allah. He is allowing everything to happen. He is allowing us to come, sit, eat, drink, everything. So straight away turn to Allah, and that will become your dhikr. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.